Welcome to the DrDavidMarlin.com Stable Science Podcast. I'm Dr. David Marlin, and along with a great team of experts, I'm helping horse owners and riders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. In these podcasts, we will discuss science-led research, technology, information, and advice to help you care for your horses so they may live healthier, happier, and longer lives. To support the podcast and all our research and science for horses, go to our website, www.drdavidmarlin.com. And to learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast on planning a great year. My name is Dr. Gillian Dable. I'm a chartered physiotherapist, and I specialise in the treatment and the rehabilitation of horses. So it's January 2023, and I am in the southwest of the UK. It's a snowy day today. It's cold, it's been wet, it's been muddy. And I want to take this opportunity to talk to you about where you should start for getting this year on to the right track. And I'm going to use the analogy of your car's sat-nav to actually describe some of the things that I think that we should be thinking about and we should be using for our, you know, our horse's health and success in 2023. So if we think about cars, we buy them mostly now with the sat-nav on board, or we can buy one from the shop and plug it in. But unless we know how to use it and how to use our car, we're not going to get to where we want to go effectively. So it's quite a good analogy. So for a sat-nav to work effectively, we've got a few things to think about. So where you're starting, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. So I'm just going to run through a few ideas for you. And there's more details in the webinar that's in the Dr. David Marlin website for the members. So You've turned your sat nav on and it needs to work out where you are so that it can start your journey. It's got to log on to those GPS satellites. So I want you to take stock of where you are, where your horse is at the moment. And the best way to do that is to do an assessment. You don't have to be a qualified practitioner to do this. You can actually take stock of your own horse. So I want you to go and provide yourself with some objective data from your horse. So go and take photographs of it. Stand your horse up on level ground. Try and have them stood as square as you possibly can. And then take photos from the sides and from behind. And you're looking for any sort of issues with asymmetry and muscle bulk, and take a good look at their body condition score as well. Are they healthy? Are they on the right side of their weight condition? Do they have good muscle bulk? How do they sort of look overall in their general health? Then I want you to run your hands over your horse. Now, I've spoken quite a bit about how to assess whether your horse feels good or not. So do check out that webinar for more details, but just basically run over the major muscle groups, and you're looking for muscle to feel like on my cheese scale, just under right brie. So you press in and it springs back out again. Then also we want to assess for any pain responses when we run our hands over the horse. Are they happy for us to do that? And we're looking for lumps, bumps, heats and swelling and things like that. Just what's normal for your horse now, and then you'll be able to use that as a guidance for the future. I also recommend being a little bit more detailed with trying to assess how much muscle bulk they've got. And a good way to do that is you use a flexible curve ruler. You can buy these inexpensively, really. And so long as you take the measure in the same place each time, you're consistent with your practice, they're quite useful for actually being able to look at how much muscle the horse has got over their back. Then I want you to take your horse out and I want you to do a movement assessment. Now, obviously, if we've got lameness, we should get a vet involved, but we can look to see how your horse turns small circles, how they go backwards and how they are with their carrot stretches. Have they got equal bend to the left and to the right? Do they have any funky strategies of how they get around a circle? Are they able to bend what looks like equally from their head to the tail and move their ribs over? Then where are you at with your training? Do you keep a diary? Do you know how fit your horse is? There's a number of things that we need to measure. How long you're riding for, what type of exercise you're doing, and the intensity that you're working your horse at. So that's all about, you know, where you're starting from. So you've got your sat nav and you need to plug in your destination. Now, I understand that not everybody is going to the Olympics. Not everybody has their own Olympics that they want to plan for. But whatever you want to do with your horse, it's good to have some kind of plan and structure as to how you get there. And you need to know where you're going to be able to do that. So is there a competition you've got in mind? Is there a camp that you've got in mind where you're going to go for 3 days and ride for 3 hours a day? Or are you planning to trek or go on trail rides for longer distances? Whatever it is, once you know where you're getting to, what we want to do is to chunk down the plans as to how to achieve those goals. If you're wanting to maintain what you're doing and what you have done for the last few years, of course, that is fine as well. But we need to make sure that we've got the right steps in place so that we can actually do that. So then that brings me to structuring your plans for 2023. What training do you need to do? What do you need to book in? What planning do you have to do to be able to achieve those training sessions? You know, do you need support, perhaps, looking after your family while you ride, or do you need to book in transport, or do you need to find an instructor that's available to you in the times that you want to have lessons? You're going to have weekly lessons, you're going to have monthly, you know, there's lots of things to consider. But if you sit down and actually have some structure and plan to it, then you can make sure that you are, you know, you're clear about where you are going to. So that's, you know, you've got your starting point, you've got your end point, and then the question is your car ready to go on its journey? So is your horse ready? When you did your assessment, did you find any pain or any areas of soreness? If so, perhaps, you know, you need to get those addressed. You need to get a professional in. What about the nutrition of your horse? Your car is fueled up. It's got oil. It's got water in it. So what, you know, what are you feeding your horse? Is it suitable for what you want to do with your horse? Is it quality food? Is there something that you need to do about that? Perhaps you need to have a nutrition review. And then what about, you know, the garage for your car? Is it appropriate? Are you taking your old rusty, I was going to say 4x4 to a Lamborghini garage or vice versa? So the environment that your horse is in, is it right for your horse? Have you got turnout where you want turnout? Has your horse got companionship where it should have companionship? Are your horse owners at the yard nice people to be around? Maybe. Is it time actually to change the garage for your car? Is it time to change your livery yard for where your horse is? You know, what can you do to make everything just that little bit better and brighter for you and your horse? Then on your journey, have you planned your pit stops? Where are you going to stop to use the toilet or to get coffee or to have a break? So over your year for your horse, we need to think about those pit stops. So it's important that your horse gets regular checkups. Have you booked in for them to have their teeth done? Whether it's your vet or your dental technician, you know, that needs planning in advance. Also, take a look at your horse's passport. When are their vaccinations due? And are you compliant with your sports requirements in terms of the vaccinations that they need to have? And are those pre-booked and pre-planned? And your saddle as well, that's an important thing to think about. The saddlers around me need a month or so to book an appointment. So how about getting those in the diary early? And then your feet, your horse's feet, whether you have a farrier or a trimmer, you know, are you happy with them? Is it going well? And have you got their visits structured in as well? You know, those little stops along your route. And then the last thing I want to talk about is yourself. Will you upgrade yourself in 2023? And this is time to be honest with yourself. Do you need to get fitter? Do you need to get lighter? Do you need to get stronger? Do you need to actually build more muscle? How about your skills and your knowledge? Is that something that you need to address? You know, are you going to spend time on you as well as your horse this year? And it might be that you go on formal courses and training, but of course, there's so many resources available for all areas of, you know, equestrianism in Dr. David Barnard's members website. So from behaviour to nutrition, to equipment, to therapies, you know, there's so much to look at. So how about scheduling in some time to catch up with those? But, you know, what about speaking to some peers or in your livery yard, finding out why people do certain things? You know, we're not looking to criticise or, you know, say things, people are doing things wrong, but be curious and be open because things are changing. Knowledge about horses and riders is updating all the time. So if, you know, if you don't look to upgrade yourself, you might find that you're a bit out of date. And so, you know, a bit of an urge to looking after yourself as well as looking after your horse. So hopefully, you know, your sat nav is going to take you where you're going to want to go. Your car is not going to break down on you. And that's the same for your horse. Now, I know that horses like to throw spanners in the works. They do like to perhaps throw things at us, you know, injuries or illnesses. And so we do have to be a little bit flexible. Perhaps our, you know, our A route is one that we want to get to where we want to go, but maybe we have to take the scenic route and accept that sometimes we have to make changes. But if we've got a baseline, we can identify where things are going a little bit off track. We can get ourselves back on the fast roads as quickly as possible. Or, you know, maybe we do need to stop in at the garage for a little bit of a time and have an MOT or have a service. That's also fine. But as I said, just having an assessment of where you are would set you up really for planning a great year ahead of yourself. So that's really all for this short and sweet podcast. I'm wishing you a very healthy and happy 2023 for you and your horse. And yeah, if you've got any things that you think I've missed out on in this planning discussion or anything that you'd like to add, then please do drop us a message or send us an email and we'll speak to you all soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and the Stable Science series. If you want to learn more about this topic and our work, head over to the drdavidmarlin.com website. Our website and community of members discuss a wide breadth of topics, and the website houses thousands of articles, webinars, videos, and research, all designed to help horse owners, riders, trainers, and breeders achieve optimal performance for their much-loved horses. The drdavidmarlin.com site is an independent information resource for all equestrians, a source of unbiased, science-based research. To learn more about what we do and the hot topics under discussion, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.